From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia and South Korea collaborate to advance transportation education. Indonesian Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan pushes for digitalization of traditional market. Amrah Mawati, now the news in detail. The Transportation Human Resources Development Agency of Indonesia's Transportation Ministry is collaborating with South Korean universities to improve the quality of education and graduates of universities under the purview of the ministry. The agency's Jakarta School of Maritime Transportation held an International Lecture Series 1 themed Collaboration Towards Sustainable Maritime Education and Human Resource Growth on Monday, as reported by Antara. Professor Sun Yong Lim from the Korea Maritime and Ocean University, South Korea, was invited as a speaker at the lecture. Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi on Monday conveyed it is necessary to advance national education and human resources collaboration with foreign universities. Next, we have Indonesian Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan, who has called for the digitalization of traditional markets to facilitate online transactions between merchants and customers, allowing for products to be sold at an affordable price. At an event entitled Implementation of Digitalization of Payments and Distribution at Cicalengka Baru Market in Bandung District, West Java, on Monday, he said through the digitalization attempt, customers could shop without leaving their homes. As reported by Antara, he also explained that the attempt is important to promote commodities in a wider market. Commission 9 of the House of Representatives has asked the central government to take anticipatory measures against monkeypox, which has been declared a global health emergency by the World Health Organization. As quoted by Antara, Deputy Chairman of Commission 9, Emmanuel Melquiades Lacalena, pointed out on Monday, even though monkeypox transmission has not been detected in Indonesia, the government must make preparations to prevent the spread of the disease. The last national news comes from Indonesian Minister of Communication and Informatics, Johnny G. Plate, on made a working visit to the United States to review the progress of the Hot Backup satellite for Indonesia at Boeing, SpaceX, and the Hughes Network System. During the working visit, he was accompanied by President Director of Bakti, or Telecommunication Accessibility Agency, Anang Latif, Director General of Resources, Postal Equipment and Information Technology, Ismail, and Director General of Information and Public Communication, Usman Kansong. Latif, in a statement received by Antara on Monday, conveyed that his site will use HBS to provide backup support to mitigate any risk that may occur to the Satria 1 satellite. We continue with the international news. State-controlled media reported on Tuesday that China has certified for use a helicopter jointly developed by a state-run company and Airbus SE. As quoted by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the AC-352, developed by Aviation Industry Corporation of China and Airbus, is the locally produced variant of the Airbus H175, which has been in service since 2015 outside China and is designed to perform search and rescue. Next, we have the White House stated that U.S. President Joe Biden will meet virtually on Tuesday with Chairman of South Korean conglomerate SK Group, Jay Taiwan, to discuss the company's investments in American manufacturing and jobs. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the White House conveyed the meeting is scheduled for 2 p.m. or 6 p.m. GMT, and U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo will attend. The last news comes from one image distributed by Iranian media on Tuesday of Russia and Iran's leaders' meeting stood out. Russian President Vladimir Putin is shown clasping palms with Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei as the two rulers, both heads of oil-rich countries grappling with grueling Western sanctions, boast about their tight partnership. As reported by CNN.com, Russia and Iran say they are now closer than ever as the West clamps down on both states. But some observers say the two countries' highly publicized friendship has both a tumultuous past and a difficult future ahead. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is commentary. The title of the commentary for today's edition is President Joko Widodo's visit to China, Japan, and South Korea. President Joko Widodo last Monday left for Beijing for a visit to three countries, China, Japan, and South Korea. On July 26, 2022, he visits Beijing, while to Tokyo, July 27th, and to Seoul, July 28.
In China, President Joko Widodo meets Premier Li Keqiang and President Xi Jinping. In Japan, he will meet Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. Meanwhile, in South Korea, President Joko Widodo will meet President Yoon Suk-yeol. Previously, Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi explained that the focus of President Joko Widodo's visit is to discuss strengthening economic cooperation, particularly in the fields of trade and investment. In addition, the latest developments in several regional and international issues will be discussed. Chinese political observer Tang Qifang, quoted by Compass.com, considered that President Joko Widodo's visit to his country reflects the neutral stance of the member countries of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, towards China and the United States. He predicts that this visit will not only encourage increased bilateral trade and economic cooperation between China-Indonesia and China-ASEAN, but also promote peace and global development. Indonesia's neutral stance is reflected in the visit of the Indonesian president not only to China, but also to Japan and South Korea, countries that have been allies of the United States. Another thing that also shows Indonesia's neutral stance is that the day before President Joko Widodo left for Beijing, the U.S. Military Joint Chief of Staff Mark Milley visited Indonesia. He was received by Chief of Indonesian Armed Forces General Andika Perkasa at the TNI Headquarters Plaza in Cilangkap, Jakarta. According to the TNI Headquarters statement, the visit of the U.S. Commander Armed Forces is aimed at building military cooperation. Indonesia's stance that builds partnership with any country based on the principle of free and active politics can indeed encourage the creation of stability both regionally and globally. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
I'll start today in history with the birth of a renowned Indonesian education leader, Pak Kasur, on July 26, 1912. Suryono, or commonly called Pak Kasur, was born in Purbalingga, Central Java on July 26, 1912. He is an Indonesian education leader and children's songwriter. His name comes from the nickname Kasur, commonly used by his subordinates in the Scout movement. This name gradually changed to Kasur and Pak Kasur. After Indonesia's independence, he organized children's shows at the state radio RRI and composed many popular children's songs. He was also the secretary of the Film Censorship Board. Pak Kasur passed away on June 26, 1992. Moving on to July 26, 1922, when the birth of a noted Indonesian poet, Chairil Anwar occurred. Chairil Anwar, who was born in Medan on July 26, 1922, is a prominent Indonesian poet. He is estimated to have written 96 works, including 70 poems. Along with Asrul Sani and Rifai Apin, he was named by Habe Yasin, an Indonesian literary critic, as the pioneer of the 45 generation as well as modern Indonesian poetry. He was nicknamed the wild animal from his work entitled Aku. After publishing his first poem in 1942, Chairil continued to write. His poetry concerns various themes ranging from rebellion, death, individualism, and existentialism to often multiple interpretations. Thank you. I'll end today in history with July 26, 2015, when the World Mangrove Day is set by UNESCO. July 26 was designated as World Mangrove Day at November 2015, United Nations Organization for Education, Science and Culture UNESCO Conference. The date was chosen in memory of Greenpeace activist from Micronesia, Heiho Daniel Nanoto, who died due to a heart attack on July 26, 1998, while taking part in an action to protest against shrimp ponds destroying mangrove forest. The commemoration of World Mangrove Day is intended to emphasize the importance of mangroves as a unique and special ecosystem. VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
President of Timor Leste, Jose Ramos Horta, was impressed by the progress of the tourism sector of East Nusa Tenggara province, which is growing rapidly. He conveyed this during a meeting with Governor of East Nusa Tenggara Victor Bungtilu Laiskodat in Labuan Bajo on Friday. As reported by Antara News Agency on Saturday, President Ramos Horta said that Labuan Bajo's extraordinary tourism has a world-class quality. He also remarked that as a neighboring country to Indonesia, he was proud of the progress of tourism in East Nusa Tenggara, especially in Labuan Bajo. He added that Labuan Bajo Tourism, the leading destination of the Komodo National Park, is increasingly being managed rapidly with the environmental conditions on land and sea, which are getting cleaner. In addition, the tourism services are well maintained so that these attract tourist visits. Responding to this, Governor Victor Bungtilu Laiskodat said that the progress of tourism in East Nusa Tenggara, especially in Labuan Bajo, was the result of good synergy between the provincial government and the central government. He also said that the local government and the central government have cooperated well to support investors who entered and developed the East Nusa Tenggara tourism sector. Governor Laiskodat also thanked President Joko Widodo for the support of tourism development in Labuan Bajo as a super premium tourism area. According to Governor Laiskodat, the development of the tourism area has a positive impact and has benefits for the region and the community in East Nusa Tenggara.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today, we take you to Kuningan, West Java, where you may find various interesting tourism objects. There are Linggarjati Negotiation Building, Sangkan Hurip Natural Hot Springs, Putri Waterfall, Cipatri Archaeological Park, and some tourism attraction. It's incomplete to travel to Kuningan if you haven't enjoyed the delicious culinary specialties. There are several dishes that you should try. One of them is Nasi Kasreng. Nasi Kasreng is a culinary specialty of the Lur Agung area, Cibingbin. The food menu is simple. Nasi Kasreng consists of rice with the main menu, namely rebon or dried shrimp, cassava leaf salad, bean sprouts, and special condiment. The way of wrapping it is also unique by using rice wrapping paper that is folded pointedly upwards like a cone. Nasi Kasreng tastes so delicious. It's even more delicious when you eat it with French fries, pia pia, or commonly known as bakwan vegetable fritters, and dage made from a mixture of fermented coconut pulp such as oncom. In the past, fresh vegetables used cassava leaves, but now the vegetables are raw bean sprouts. Nasi Kasreng stalls can be found in markets or main streets. They have been open since morning. At Lur Agung Market Kuningan, there is a special block where the Nasi Kasreng traders sell. They occupy stalls that have been provided by market managers. At each of these stalls, buyers can eat while seeing the process of cooking side dishes, which accompany Nasi Kasreng. The price of a pack of Nasi Kasreng ranges from 2,000 rupiah to 3,000 rupiah, or 13 to 20 cents US dollar. Nasi Kasreng appeared around 1970s, and it was first introduced by a trader named Kasri. Every 4 o'clock in the morning, he brought a large amount of rice to be sold with the side dishes. His merchandise customers often said, "Sarapan heula yuk di Makasreng," or in English means, "Let's have breakfast in Makasreng first." Gradually, Makasri became known as the Nasi Kasreng trader. Because many people like Nasi Kasreng, Kasri also passed down the Nasi Kasreng recipe to her children. Then, it turns out until now, Nasi Kasreng has been adopted by many people and has become Lur Agung specialty until now. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Masalah selalu datang, pertama, andai waktu bisa terulang, ku kan mencoba berpikir sebelumnya, berharap sedikitnya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is mengunjungi tempat wisata. Mengunjungi tempat wisata or visiting tourist objects. Next, you'll be listening to a conversation related to today's topic entitled Kita Sudah Sampai. Kita Sudah Sampai, which means we have arrived. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Datil, a tour guide. Datil informs Dev and other tourists that they have arrived at the old town. Let's listen to their conversation.
Kita sudah berada di kota tua.
Di sini, kita akan melihat apa?
After listening to the conversation, following is the vocabulary related to today's material, kita sudah sampai. Kita sudah sampai, which means we have arrived. I will say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Kita. Kita, which means we. Sudah sampai. Sudah sampai, which means have arrived. Di kota tua. Di kota tua, which means at the old town. Kita sudah sampai di kota tua. Kita sudah sampai di kota tua, which means we have arrived at the old town. In the conversation, you heard the phrase kita sudah sampai di kota tua. Kita sudah sampai di kota tua, which means we have arrived at the old town. The word sudah sampai, which means have arrived, in the expression is an adverb used to mark the activity that has been completed. To express the activity that has been completed, you can use the adverb sudah, which means have already, followed by a word that expresses the activity, such as sampai, which means arrived. This is more or less like have plus participle in the present perfect tense in English. Other examples. Let's listen to phrases to express the activity that has been completed by using the adverb sudah. Sudah, which means already or have already. Sudah. Sudah, which means already. Saya sudah makan di restoran. Saya sudah makan di restoran, which means I have already eaten in the restaurant. Kita sudah tiba di kota tua. Kita sudah tiba di kota tua, which means we have already arrived at the old town. Tiba has the same meaning as sampai. In addition to sudah, which means already, you can use the adverb telah, which means already, for indicating the activity that has been completed. For example, Kita telah sampai di kota tua. Kita telah sampai di kota tua, which means we have already arrived at kota tua. Before ending today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Kita sudah berada di kota tua.
Di sini, kita akan melihat apa?
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Mengunjungi Tempat Wisata. Mengunjungi Tempat Wisata or Visiting Tourist Objects and a conversation entitled Kita Sudah Sampai. Kita Sudah Sampai, which means we have arrived. Hopefully this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different title. Thanks for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku を着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Por contra, de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Zapin Senapelan by Yuherman Nasir. The song Zapin Senapelan was composed by Rino Dezapati. The song is a Riau Malay song about Senapelan City in Pekanbaru. In its lyrics are told that Senapelan is a cultural art city which has been famous throughout the country. The community prioritizes faith and good attitude, so they live safely all the time. Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Zapin Senapelan by Rino Dezapati. Enjoy the song.
Senapelan kota bernama sudah termasuk
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Kembang seiring
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @VoiIndonesia, email voi@voinews.id.